Yeah, well, this shed apparently was the cholera shed in previous times. And when I arrived first, I think now I'm right in saying that, but it wasn't like this for very long after I arrived. And I'm not sure whether I remember this or whether I just heard this, whether I witnessed it or heard it. But around about that time, anyway, it was divided up into three areas. You had the tailor shop in it. The tailor did all the alterations on clothes for to suit whoever was wearing it. And you had the cobbler's shop, who he repaired the boots. And you had the upholsterer, and he repaired any upholstery. And one of the things that he would have to do was to repair the upholstery in the horses' collars. So there'll be lots of horses' harness and all that stuff about there as well. And I think that may have led to the confusion, and some people call it the collar house. It was actually known as the collar house. But it was derived from the cholera house or cholera shed, for which it was used earlier on. But then the cobbler's shop closed down, the upholsterer's shop closed down, and the tailor shop moved to somewhere else. So it was just a big open metal shed, and it was used for holding the cancelled linen or other stuff. And this cancelling process was an auditing or an accounting process, if you like, in that every ward would have so many sheets on the stock, and so many spoons and cups and saucers and all of this on the stock, and they had a stock book. So if you had breakages, you had to keep the breakages and show them, and then they would be cancelled and written off your stock, and you could get then new stock to replace them. And this, I suppose, it prevented people from going to the store and getting new stuff and then selling it. You see, so it's an accounting process. We do the same all the time today with everything, But so the stuff that would be taken over to this cancelling shed would be counted, and then would be written into your stock book, that so much was cancelled. And if something was in danger of being taken away and repaired and maybe used again, in order to prevent that from happening, it was well and truly destroyed when it was brought to the cancelling shed. If a sheet wasn't ripped into, it would be rendered useless, and it couldn't be used again, and re-cancelled the following year.